Blog Talk Radio.
This is CD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV. This is CD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV.
Hi, this is Petey, and this is Petey Talks Music. Today, I have with me a returning guest, Victor McCoy, also known as Little Bass.
Hi, how are you, Petey?
I'm great. Yes, definitely. So, you have been signed to a new label, right?
Yes, it's called Solar Game.
Awesome. So, tell me about Solar Game.
Well, I've been with them for about a couple of months now, and Solar Game is like basically staying base and staying positive, and which that is like a message for people that are like having hard times or are struggling, that never got a chance in life to, you know, really express themselves like they want to. And, you know, we're the type of people that would, you know, let you express yourself of how you want to, but at the same time, you got to have money, you got to be talking business, you know, because we ain't going to, you know, talk business with you if you ain't got no money.
Okay. Awesome. So, where did you get the name Little Based from?
Because my name before was Nick Skelly. And, you know, I was just going through names. And I listened to Lil B, Bass Guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I was making sure of it that I wasn't taking his name. So I looked it up, what Lil B means. So it means little boss. And I was like, oh, okay. So then I just broke it down by, you know, Bass Guy and all that stuff. And I just put Lil Bass.
Okay. So, have you gotten this name trademarked yet?
Yeah, that's my trademark. That's my stage name, too.
Okay, awesome.
As Lil Bass, he's like more about rage, you know. He expresses how he feels at that time. You know, that's why that name is so powerful. And it's just, you know, it's a blessing at the same time of me having that name from one of the greats himself, Lil B. And also Soulja Boy, too, because I listen to his music as well. And then I listen to, Travis Scott. I listen to a lot of guys. And then Lil Wayne. And, I listen to Young Horse. Shout out to Young Horse. And then I listen to Lady Horse as well. I listen to most of a lot of people on my team, too, you know, because I want to focus on my team and bring my team up. Like, right now, it's like we tell people if they want to get signed, they have to pay $100 to get signed. But the $100 is for them to, make T-shirts, because, like, we're going to give them, like, a custom-made T-shirt, and then we're going to give them a box, like, full of T-shirts that they can go around and start selling. But they only paid $100 one time. And when you pay your $100, you know, my CEO, he's going to, you know, let everybody know, like, hey, we got a new artist. And, you know, he's going to let everybody know who you are.
Interesting. So have you had any live performance experience since you've gone to Solar Game?
Not yet. That's in the future, in the near future. And pretty soon I'm going to be, like, getting on stage out here in Minnesota. It's called The Blue Now. And I'm going to go up there. I don't know when. I'm very, shy, but at the same time I'm confident in myself that I'm going to execute it the way I want to.
Okay. Interesting. So what is the recording process with your songs now?
It's more of, now I got, like, it's crazy because, like, I got beats on my phone, And, like, I'll just, like, go through them sometimes. They're like, okay, I want to do this or I don't want to do this. Sometimes I will. Or just sometimes I'll just look up some beat. And then when I do, then I'll listen to it. I'll be in my zone, listen to it, get a, you know, feel, get a vibe for it, and then just do it right then and there. And, it, you know, people say, like, oh, I freestyle, you know, stuff like that. But me, I call it bass freestyle. Because the reason why it's called that is because, like, you're just, like, you're just being unique, you know. I mean, you're being different, you know. You're bringing something new to the table, you know what I mean? And it's, like, I'm really freestyling, like, off my head. Like, I don't write shit down. I've been doing it for 4 years, and I don't think people understand that. Like, people just think I'm putting on an act for a front, and I'm not putting on no act for no front because I am the future. I always will be the future, and the future is now, you know what I mean? So I just want people to know, like, I'm not, you know, playing for 2015, and, you know, we'll sign you if you're serious about it, but if you're not serious about it, then we ain't gonna work with you.
Interesting. So you have personal contacts in the music business now?
I got, let's see, mostly I talk to Young Horse, and every once in a while Soulja Boy will tag me in some of his stuff, and that's just about it. Like, those are the only people that, you know, I really even talk to, like, every now and then, because, you know, he's on the road, they're on tour. But my brother, he's been making moves, he's been really making moves. And, like, he just got off the phone, like, a couple of days ago with Young Thug. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. So now that you are signed to a label, what are your immediate music career goals?
Like, what do you mean by that?
Oh, from the next 1 to 3 years. Like, what are the goals that you want to get with your music?
Building an empire and keep it coming, you know what I mean? Because it's going to keep coming consistently with who we got on our team, either if they're, you know, serious about it or if they're not serious about it. And what I like about, you know, working with him is because he's not like everybody else. He gives you a chance. And like I told him when I talked to him on the phone, I said, hey, bro, nobody never gave me a chance in this world. And he said, nobody never gave me a chance in this world, too. He's like, that's why I'm bringing it to your attention for you to work with me. So, you know, that's a blessing that he said that to me. But where I see myself being successful and, you know, being where I need to be.
Okay. Interesting. So when you said that you're going to be dropping an album.
Yeah, I already dropped the album, and it's called Super Sam. And we got all songs on there. And, you know, I'm like Browley, you know, like as a Super Saiyan. But sometimes I like to mix it up a little bit, you know, and go Vegeta. That's just my style, you know what I mean? I think my style is completely different from everybody else's out there.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, like, I'm open to all music. Like, if you do country, rock, you know, pop, any of that, you know, like, I'm open to all type of music, you know what I mean? I'm willing to jump on a dubstep beat, you know what I mean? You can give me any beat, any beat that you want me to rap on, I'll just kill it lyrically.
Okay. So, let's see, have you taken up any instruments?
No, not really. I haven't been really working on any instruments. I've really been, like, working on my voice, my vocals more, because you're an instrument as well, you know what I mean, by using your vocals.
Yeah.
And I learned just by, like, looking at other people and them saying, by, you know, you controlling your vocals and by people listening to that, you know what I mean? They're going to start, you know, like moving to what you're saying.
Interesting. Okay, so
your body's an instrument.
Hello?
Sorry to interrupt you.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
I was saying, like, your body is an instrument as well, you know what I mean? I don't think other people know that. And to be honest with you, I don't work on no big type of equipment and shit. Right now, I'm working on, like, low quality, but I make it feel like I'm in the studio. I go in like every day is my last, and I just want to let all my fans know that, like, I love y'all, I love the support, and I want, you know, the bullying to stop for 2015, and I want everybody to come together, especially stop all this violence and stuff like that with, you know, like, killings and, you know, rapes, all that stuff. Like, I'm hurt about all that stuff. Like, that's the person that I am, and that's, like, who I care about most. I care about, you know, those kids that starving in Africa that didn't have nothing to eat and they're drinking dirty water. Like, there's no reason for them to be drinking dirty water. They should be drinking, you know, water that we're drinking. So, like, I want to give back to the community. That's, like, my whole thing. And if people don't, you know, like that, that I'm that person, they think I'm sweet, then, you know, that's what it is, but that's what kind of person I always came out to be, is to help the ones that is really struggling out there and really is on the street that don't have anything. That's why my music goes out to them.
Okay. So where can your album be purchased?
Right now, it's on YouTube. It's free right now.
Okay.
And the reason why it's free is because, like, my fans, like, they love my music. So they tune in, like, all the damn time. So I didn't want nobody to waste their money or anything like that on, you know, on my project. Not saying that it's not good or anything, but, you know what I mean, save your money. You know what I mean? Buy it on something that you really want to buy it on. But on my next album, it's going to, you know, you're going to have to purchase it.
Okay. So what else are you doing besides doing the music?
Graphic design. Pretty soon I'm coming out with a video game.
Ooh.
And, yep. And then it's still in the process. And I don't want to keep talking about it, so. It's going to be a real good video game. And then I look for beats and stuff like that for, like, other artists out there that are, you know, looking for beats and that need help and stuff like that. I can give you a beat to work on, you know, because I got plenty of beats.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a personal assistant, too. Like, well, not personal assistant. I'm just an assistant of
mm-hmm.
Solar Gang, too. So I'm, like, an artist, and I'm an assistant.
Yeah. Okay. That's pretty good, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. The first song is called My Address. Tell me what inspired that song and what it's about.
I'm going to be very honest with, you know, people out there that like to do all this Facebook talking, you know what I mean? Like, they like to talk all over the computer about what they're about and who they are and stuff like that. You know, to be honest with you, I'm the type of person that I'll just give you my address and we can, you know, talk right then and there, you know, like men. You know, I'm not a shooter, you know, but okay, you know, lyrically freestyle, whatever, you know, it's whatever you want to do. But you don't got to bring your goons or none of that shit because it's going to be me. But if it comes down to you bringing your goons, then I got family with me that's just going to pop out the woodwork, and there's going to be more of them when they pop out of the woodwork. So that's what that's about.
Okay. Interesting.
I'll let the song speak for itself.
Okay. Well, here is My Address by Little Bass.
Hard times, man. my parents, man. I got locked up last week. And I'm out here, man. Stay positive, keep your head up. Stay motivated, man. Don't let somebody break you down. Follow your dreams.
Got my back, I got your back.
better day. Keep on grinding, even if you want my support, keep on moving. Grind it through, I promise you, you get it done, and you will be on top, man. My fans, man. I want my fans to stay positive, stay focused on what you want to do. Complete your goals, man. Don't be like people that you don't be out here.
Hey, that was Hard Times by Little Bass. So the last song they were playing is called Pulling Foreigns Off the Lot. Tell me about that song.
It's off of my album. And the reason why I named it that is like for when you get a new foreign and finally just flexing on the ones that was hating on you and finally pulling it off the lot. That's why I came up with that idea.
Okay. Well, here is Pulling Foreigns Off the Lot by Little Bass.
I'm pulling foreigns off the light, off the light. I'm pulling foreigns off the light, off the light. I'm pulling foreigns off the light, off the light. And I'm pulling foreigns off the light, man. I say I am fly, and every time she sees me, man, I say I'm fly like Peter Pan. Say that you are, baby. Why are you niggas in a race? And your bitch is riding with me. The realest nigga that she ever seen. I ain't no fairy tale, man. I swear to God. You pulling foreigns off the lot. Then you get that check, man. Why you fucking hating? Everything is new. When I pull up in that car and that girl is riding it. And that she is fucking with me. A real nigga or not that she is fucking with me. I'll cash you out, baby. Looking out for me. And I ain't gonna hurt you. Because you never did nothing to me. And I'm pulling foreigns off the lot. Baby, you can come with me. And when I hop out, you look at what I'm wearing. Cause you didn't pay attention to it when I first came out. And you saying that I am the fattest nigga that you ever seen. Oh my God, I'm looking motherfucking clean, baby. Yeah, I am shining. I ain't paying attention. I'm still full of foreigns off the lot. While is everybody hate? And I'm staying positive and motivated. I am keeping my head up. I promise you I got a lot on my mind, but I'ma take care of it. And I promise you I will. I ain't worried about nothing, man. And I swear to God I'm not. I'm full of foreigns off the lot. And I'm talking to you, Metal Gear Solid. When I call the shots on my block, you boys don't want it. You put the shit you hate, and I'm still pulling up, and I'm pulling up to something new. With that foreign, colors is changing every time you see me, and you can think it is a game, but really not a game. I'm coming, man, my niggas got that money, man, to pass you out, man, and ain't nothing what we do. I said I'm pulling foreigns off the lot, and I'm pulling foreigns off the lot, and she looking at me, I'm pulling foreigns off the lot, and she's staring, I'm pulling foreigns off the lot, and she's staring, I'm pulling foreigns off the lot. And she's staring. I'm pulling foreigns
Person and also knowing who I am as an artist, and I want to give a couple of shout outs to King Tuck, Young Horace, Lady Horace, Courtney, the dinner for me, my friend as well, as being there for me with my music, telling me to keep going and supporting me, and then Sarah, and A Golf as well, and I want to give a shout out to Soulja Boy too, and everybody else that's just been supporting me, and I want to thank everybody that tuned in for the interview.
All right. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed today's show, and don't forget to like us on Facebook, and you can check out Little Bass Songs on his YouTube. It's in the link in the description of the show. And as we say every night, live, love, and laugh music. Good night, everyone.
This is PD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV. This is PD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV.